nature of ghosts and spirits. The good ghosts. Anyone who is dead is a spirit. So we all are spirits. Every one of us. When we die, we only are separated from our physical existence. We are only separated from our physical bodies. When we die, we once again become a spirit. We once again become a ghost. A ghost and a spirit are essentially the same things. There are two main parts to every existence, the physical and the non-physical. The physical part of us is what we see with our physical eyes, the physical universe, our bodies, the earth. There's also that non-physical part of us, the spirit, the soul. The spirit and the soul are essentially the same thing. The spirit or soul is that non-physical part of us. So we have two parts to us, two parts to each of us, the physical and the non-physical. While we are alive in the physical, we have a physical body and also a non-physical body. Eventually, each one of us passes on and we are separated and leave behind that physical part of us, our physical bodies. So when we die, we are separated from the physical side of ourselves. What is left is our spirit. What is left is our soul. In order to understand what a ghost is, we have to understand what we are. Essentially, each one of us is a ghost. So there are two parts to us, the physical and the non-physical. The non-physical could be considered to be a ghost or a spirit. That part of us that is not physical. When we die, we don't forget who we are. We don't forget the being who we were. So when you pass on, you will still have your identity. You will still know who you are. You will still have your self-concepts. You will just not have a physical body. But you will still be you. You will be separated from your physical body. And from our perspective, you will become a ghost. You will become a spirit. So to understand from our perspective, when we see a ghost, for the most part, it's just a person who has passed on. So, most ghosts that we come into contact with are people who are dead. Now, there are many reasons why a ghost might be in the physical realm. sometimes people don't realize right away that they have passed on, and they think that they're dreaming. Other people feel very guilty or ashamed of their physical life and are afraid or unwilling to move on. Also, spirit guides who come to teach us and help us and guide us very often come very close to us and try to communicate with us. Sometimes during the day, and sometimes during the night when we are sleeping. Sometimes people see events that have happened in the past. We all generate emotional energy, and that emotional energy can accumulate and remain in our living and working environments. That can attract ghosts, both positive and negative. So what determines a positive or a negative ghost? Well, we all know that there are positive and negative people. People who do good things and people who do bad things. So some people are good and some people are not. Some ghosts are good, some are not. One difference between a good ghost and a bad ghost are its intentions. A good ghost would try to communicate with us in order to help us or guide us or even warn us of upcoming dangers and obstacles. A negative ghost would try to influence us on an emotional level, causing us to feel bad or angry, sad, unhappy, or even feel violent or rage. Ghosts have no physical attributes. When we die, we leave all that is physical behind. What we do take with us is our personality and our emotional energies that we picked up, accumulated, and became during life. So when we pass on, we do drop our physical body and our physical systems. Ghosts or spirits do not have any physical organs. They are just made of energies. Ghosts and spirits are eternal. You will never die. At the very least, or the very most, depending on your outlook, you will always be a person. You will always be a spirit. You will always be you. You might change into something else, but essentially you will always be you. And it is up to you to change that. So when we die, we drop our physical bodies. But all the emotional energies, that have accumulated in our bodies, in our metaphysical, spiritual systems, it will remain. We will take that with us. So we will continue to be, but we will have the same personalities. Both the good stuff and the negative stuff. So all the positive, wonderful things that we are will remain with us. Our personalities, our emotions, and also all of the negative stuff, all of the bad emotions, the hatreds, the jealousies, the rage, the things we've done to other people, the emotional events in our lives and how it's affected us, all of that will remain and be taken with us, become a part of us, become a part of our spirit as it is now. That is part of our personality. That is part of who we are. So the emotional energies that we accumulate, the good stuff and the bad stuff, the strong feelings that we have, we will bring with us when we pass on. For some people, that's a good thing. For others, that's not so good. But in this lesson, we're going to concentrate on the positive energies and positive spirit guides and positive ghosts that we come into contact with most often. A good spirit, for the most part, essentially is a good person who is dead. Good spirits radiate emotional warmth and comfort and energies. They are our spirit guides. They try to help us, warn us, and guide us. We all have positive spirit guides. It might be people we have known during our life who have passed on. It might be people who we do not know or do not remember. It could be higher spirits. It could be angels. There are many higher spirits that have been around for a long time that help people and instruct other spirits in the art of helping people as well. So there are lots of spirits around, lots of positive spirits that are out there to help us and guide us. So we may encounter lots of different kinds of spirits during our waking state and also during our sleeping state. Ghosts or spirits, for the most part, cannot affect physical reality. Certain things have to happen, and they do. But for the most part, they cannot affect physical reality and move physical objects. What they can do is transmit information and ideas to us telepathically. They can also send emotional information to us, such as feelings. Very often, they transmit both. Telepathic information that can be useful to us on a personal level, and also highly emotional energy, partly to let us know that it's them, and also to let us know that we are cared for, and that there is some feeling behind it, and it's not just dry information. So our spirit guides try to communicate with us all the time. They may be trying to guide us in our business. They may be trying to help us with our health issues. They may be trying to help us with our personal and professional relationships. They may be trying to help us with our spirituality, our religious beliefs and practices. Any kind of motivation, any kind of project that we are working on, our positive spirit guides would try to help us, guide us, give us good ideas, good intuition. Spirit guides give us intuition. So when these good ideas come to us and good intuitions, it may not just be our own thought generations, but also someone trying to communicate with us, giving us some ideas about business, about how to get around any personal issues in our lives. So, as you can imagine, we probably keep them pretty busy. And there are lots of ways they can help us. We know that when we get a good idea, it can really help us. It can change our business outlook. It can change our financial outlook. It can change our relationships. So, very often we ask people around us for advice, and sometimes we take it. Also, our spirit guides give us advice. They communicate with us telepathically. And by telepathically, I mean communication through the mind, from mind to mind. And in this particular case, we're talking about communication from a spirit to a living person. So that would be from the dead to the living. And remember, spirits are not really dead. We just sometimes say that. So they don't have a physical body, but they do have form. So I want you to know that when we die, we don't just become a bubble or some kind of piece of light or a phantom shape or a wisp of smoke. Spirits have form and an image, and it's usually how we looked before we died. That's how we see ourselves. That's the form that we generate. So we don't have a physical body when we die. We don't have a physical system. We don't have lungs and a heart. We don't need them. But we do have an energy form. So we do present and generate an image, which is essentially what we're doing after we've passed on. We are naturally generating an image. And part of that image is generated emotionally. So when we pass on, we do not look like some kind of light or some kind of negative being or some kind of energy. We actually look very much like we did in our physical life. That's how we see ourselves in the mirror. That's the image we also generate. Now, many of you are thinking, well, that's not really a good thing. you know, for people who die in car crashes and people who die when they're not in good physical health, they don't want to remain like that, even in an image. And you don't. So eventually your self-concept changes as time passes after death. And eventually people generate and radiate the image that they would like to present to other spirits, and also as a spirit guide to living people. So your image will change eventually as you begin to once again get a hold of yourself and learn how to manipulate non-physical energies as a spirit. So many of the ghosts we come into contact with may not have ever really moved on, and for whatever reason may be stuck. And those we would consider to be negative ghosts for now, negative spirit guides. Positive spirit guides have a much better self-concept. They're going to radiate emotional energies that feel positive. So you can tell the difference between a positive spirit or ghost and a negative spirit or ghost by how they feel. You can tell the difference between a positive and negative spirit by how they feel to you. If you get positive feelings, warm, fuzzy, positive feelings from something unseen around you, it very well could be a positive spirit. It might even be one of your spirit guides. If you feel fear, negativity, anger, hatred, jealousy, if those emotions are amplified and generated by some unseen presence around you, it very well could be a negative spirit. So negative spirits are not going to be generating positive feelings. Spirits cannot lie to each other. They pick up emotional energy, telepathic signals, and emotional signals from each other. So even though that spirits, many spirits, eventually can generate whatever image they want to, whatever image that they want you to see, you can always tell who they are and their nature and their intentions by how they make you feel. So if a spirit looks really positive and very beautiful and very angelic, but it's radiating negative feelings, negative emotional energies, and you feel fear and anger and rage, it probably, most likely, is a negative spirit. On the other hand, if you see a spirit that does not look so beautiful and so angelic, and yet it radiates positive feelings, positive, warm, fuzzy feelings, good emotions, good intuition, then it's a positive spirit. So all positive spirits don't look beautiful, much like all positive people aren't beautiful and angelic looking. So that's how to tell the difference between the different kinds of spirits. How do they make you feel? To a certain extent, that's also true of the people who are living around us. No matter how they look, we do get feelings from people. We get feelings, and very often we go by those feelings. And we call that intuition. Intuition is psychic ability. Intuition is psychic ability. So we have positive spirit guides that are trying to help us and guide us and give us good intuition and good ideas. We all generate and hold in emotional energies. Those emotional energies that we hold in from the very first day of our life can act as blockages and emotional clouds that keep us from perceiving our spirit guides, both good and bad. So why don't we see spirits around us if we're capable of that, if we are spirits by nature? It's because we have emotional energy blockages, and also because we are, for the most part, focused upon the physical realm. Our physical senses are directed towards physical reality, but there are other realities happening all around us all the time. We're just not focused upon them. So it's not so much that spirits and the spiritual realms exist so far away from us. They're just on another frequency. They're on another level of reality that we don't pay attention to. So spirits can see us, but for the most part we can't see spirits. How do we perceive spirits? How can we perceive spirits? How can we perceive our good spirit guides and also the negative spirits that are around us? We perceive spirits with the mind's eye. We perceive spirits with the mind's ear. Spirits have many more than five senses. They have to perceive other levels of reality as well as anything that might be physical. We can also do that. Remember, essentially, we are spirits, so we are capable of perceiving those other levels as well. We're just highly focused upon the physical realm. Some people are not as focused upon the physical realm, or are able to focus upon more than just the physical senses and physical realm. These people are psychic. We all have some psychic ability, and when we are not physical after we pass on, we all communicate telepathically, so we all have psychic ability, and we need to bring this out. How do we bring these psychic abilities out? How do we better communicate with our spirit guides? We need to remove negative emotional energy blockages from our inner systems. We need to remove these psychic clouds. Our spirit guides are trying to communicate with us and give us good ideas, a heads up, all the time. It might happen several times throughout the day, and also the evening when we're sleeping. So it's natural for our good positive spirit guides to try to communicate with us. That's one of the things that good spirits do. They are trying to get a hold of us, to help us, keep us from making mistakes, and give us some good ideas about the direction of our life. And also, they're trying to warn us of potential dangers, potential events, potential dangerous people that we have come into contact with, or that we might come into contact with in the future. So it's very important that we try to pay attention to the different signals and communications that are trying to come to us. So the process of our spirit guides and good ghosts trying to get a hold of us is very natural. It's a natural process for our spirit guides. It's a natural thing for our spirit guides to get a hold of us and warn us of dangers and to give us good intuition, to help us, to benefit us, and to guide us. This is natural. We want our spirit guides to do this. So there are spirits trying to contact us, and they have no physical attributes, but they do have an image, and if we were to be able to see them, they would look like they did during their physical life. But if they have been dead for a while, and they have settled down and grabbed a hold of themselves and come to grips with themselves and their energies, they most likely would appear younger. And at that age that they would most likely want to present themselves to you and also to people around them, as well as spirits around them. So if you know people who have passed on and you think they might be your spirit guides, and they could be, they might appear to you to be as they were when they were at their fittest in their life. So just as an example, my mother passed on when she was in her 70s, and eventually as her self-concept grew as a spirit and became more in tune and powerful, the image that she generated was when she was 25. And so when she visits me, she appears as someone who is younger, and how she wants to be seen from others, by others. That's very natural. So the idea that you may not see people exactly as when they died, that's not a problem. Don't worry about that. So let them generate their own image, and they'll do that naturally. And it's natural for them to appear in a image that is most beneficial for them and for you. Some spirit guides appear as angels. Some spirit guides are angels. And there also are aliens who are people's spirit guides. Some people have alien spirit guides. Anyone who is dead is a spirit. There are good ghosts all around us. Good ghosts do not live in our homes. They only try to communicate with us when they have something to say to us. They would never remain in our homes. They would never infringe on our personal space, nor on our privacy. They give us our space. Good ghosts do not live in our homes. Good ghosts do not live in our basements. Good ghosts do not live in our businesses. They only are around when they wish to communicate with us, and that could be during the day or when we are sleeping. Very often, ghosts try to communicate with us when we're sleeping because our senses are more attuned to the non-physical realms, and we do go on all of these adventures in the dream state. And we do talk to our spirit guides and loved ones who have passed on. We also encounter negative spirits and negative ghosts. But the important thing to remember is that there are good ghosts all around, and they do try to communicate with us. They don't live in the physical realm. They live in their own realm and pay attention to their own world and own concepts. But they do communicate with us and try to warn us and guide us and help us. And this is natural. So don't be afraid of good ghosts. Don't be afraid of positive spirits. It's important to protect yourselves from negative spirits and positive spirits. We can't always tell the difference between a positive and negative spirit unless we have lots of practice. So it's important that we protect ourselves from any negative emotional energies, whether they're generated by living people or spirits. So, living people, we generate emotional energies. Most of us generate mostly positive energies and some negative energies as well. That's natural. So we don't generate only positive energies. The same thing with spirits. Even positive spirits generate some negative emotional energies because they have issues. And if they have issues, then they are generating negative emotional energies. So we need to protect ourselves from good ghosts as well as negative ghosts. And they are not offended by that. So we should always be protected, even while listening and thinking about taking advice from our spirit guides. We should always be protected, even from them. We should be protected from our loved ones as well, even on the physical level. So we should be protected on the physical and non-physical levels. Physical people and non-physical people, meaning spirits, we all generate emotional energies. These emotional energies can affect us on an emotional level and get us to feel and even act in positive or negative ways, depending on the emotional energy that was generated by the living or spirit. So when spirits try to communicate with us, it's telepathically, but they're also sending emotional energy. Spirits are highly emotional. There's lots of emotional energy that is generated by spirits anytime that there is some telepathic communication or intuition. So we want to filter out any negative emotional energies. So it's important to understand that everyone has spirit guides. Every one of us has a ghost that is interested in our lives and is helping us, even if we don't know that they're there.